She startled the young women, door flying open like that so fast, and all that color flying in with her.
Morning, Miss Madeer.
Professor Madeer dropped an armful of case files on the desk and began pulling supplies out of her worn and overstuffed black purse. We've got lots to cover this morning, since I only get to see you three times. These budget cuts are killing us off, I swear, but don't let me get started on that Tawanda sit-up, Madeer reprimanded sharply while still unloading her purse. Tawanda squinched up her face. How does Madeer always know what folks are doing without even looking at them? We're going to begin this morning by reviewing the four foundations of black motherhood. But since I see some of you brought your attitude this morning, let me just take a moment to remind you. The Black Mother's School is a requirement. She wound the I in the word around a long time, like Stevie Wonder singing, "A ribbon in the sky." A requirement, ladies. You are part of a tradition that goes back not years, but centuries. What you learn in this school is the foundation of our people's survival. Do you hear me? So let us review. Now Madeer lifted her arms, a gesture of expectation. Latisha and Latanya and Monika, Tawanda and Wenene and Miriam? And Whitney, Brittany, Beyonce, and Erica with a K all scrambled to their feet, standing nearly at attention. They threw their heads back, and beaded braids slapped into each other, filling the room momentarily with the sound of maracas. The race cheer, Madeer commanded.
You can do anything any other kind can do.
It's important to instill in our children two conflicting messages. One, that they are just as good as anyone else on the planet, and two, that they must continually prove that they're as good as anyone else. The first message builds their self-confidence. The second message keeps them alert to manipulation, racism, subterfuge, anything that would tear them down. Next, our economic policy.
The Lord helps them who helps themselves.
This is not stealing. This is not pulling oneself up by your bootstraps. This is what you do to make sure you have some boots. This is about wit, using your natural-born skills as actress, scriptwriter, accounting whiz to stay in the race. And it's about timing. We used to get away with forgetting to put a postage stamp on a bill or forgetting to sign a check. You could pump up your resume. Well, those days are gone. It's a new day out there with these computers. Let me tell you, I'm going to have to do a class just on that. Number three, the law of
gravity. Keep your head up and your dress down.
Yes, Madeer said, as her eyes zeroed in on specific sisters who had learned this one after the fact. If you reverse gravity, having your dress up and your head down, then you'll be looking at your behind. Only ducks do that. Cherish your treasure. Don't give at the office. Now Madeer marched between them, lifting a lazy arm and placing it on the woman's hip bone. And number four? The women loved this one. Just saying it caused their necks to shift from side to side, and a smile teased the sass on their tongues.
The Isis Creed.
I brought you into this world, and I will take you out of it.
We use this one sparingly, Madeer warned. A last resort when there is a need to frighten your child into obedience. And you will never, never act on this threat, because our job here, of course, is to give, to protect, to nurture life. Very good, mothers. Now, as the class took their seats, she settled her ample hips against the front of her desk. She allowed her eyes to take in each of her students for a moment, while revealing nothing about what she saw there. The women were awed by the scrutiny, intimidated into a fear so thick you could hear a silent prayer. When Madeer spoke again, her voice was lower, with a softness that gave notice that some new, divine information was about to be imparted. Brittany and Miriam pulled out their notebooks, pencils hovering in anticipation. Sacrifice. Madeer let the word drift over their heads for a full 10 seconds before she uttered it again. Sacrifice. Whitney leaned across the aisle to see how Erica with the K had spelled it. Every black mother must impress upon her children that she is sacrificing everything for them. They should hear this word out of your mouth frequently. For example, you think your child is telling a lie or is about to. You say to them very quietly, I hope you're telling the truth, baby, because I have sacrificed so much to hold this family together. When they shine, getting good grades or getting some positive recognition, it's repeat after me. Oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
You just made all my sacrifices worthwhile.
You just made all my sacrifices worthwhile.
Now, it might be a good thing to have a little list in your head of exactly what you have sacrificed, in case your child ever has the audacity to ask you. Remember, mothers, whatever it was that made you suck teeth about your mama, that's who you are. Work it. That's why I founded the Black Mothers School, to uphold one of the finest and firmest traditions of mothering the planet has ever known. Let's move quickly, and I trust that you did your homework, on to our history lesson for today, a comparative analysis of the community mothering techniques of the ancient Egyptian warrior mother Hatshepsut and the modern-day warrior mother Fannie Lou Hamer. Who would like to begin? S. Pearl Sharp.